Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with GIS IT technician Anders Dereski. So first of all, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
No problem. Thank you for giving me the chance.
So we want to talk about this newly launched, redesigned municipal website. First of all, it looks very good.
Thank you. Wow, we put a lot of hard work into it.
Obviously, every once in a while, websites get redesigned anyways, but was there a particular reason behind this redesign?
Yes. Our old website discovered that it was hacked back in the fall of 2020. So we had basically a bridge website built while we planned and developed our new one. So we found eSolutions, which is a company out of Southern Ontario that also had agreements with AMO, and we went with them, so we were able to build a more functional website.
All right. Can you describe this new website? What are some of the advantages to this redesign?
The website design incorporates a look and feel that is a lot more progressive. It's modern and forward-thinking, and it's also introducing a brand new look as well as functionality. Users are going to find drop-down menus from the main bar, allowing them easy access to all information on sites, such as Living Here, Things to Do, which is our recreation, leisure, and experience while is in there as well, which is our tourism branch of the website, as well as business and development and your government drop-down.
All right, and I know you're using some photos from local photographers, pictures of the community, and what are some of the other major features that people might be able to find on the website?
We have a calendar of events, which residents are able to submit their own events to be posted through an approval process. We have links to our council calendar as well. We have a bylaw module that has all of our most popular bylaws that residents tend to ask for or search for. Business directory, which is a searchable, filterable directory of the businesses within the municipality, and where businesses can create an account as well to maintain their own profile information.
All right, so a lot of helpful information for residents, for business owners, being able to get that information out there to people, certainly quite helpful. So this redesign has already launched at this point, and people can go check that out pretty easily. I also noticed that there's the ability to sign up for email updates on a few different things as well.
Yes, the receive email updates. It appears on all the pages, which allows everybody to fill out a form to receive emails when information on the subscribe page is updated, such as a news or notices, or a council event, or a community calendar event.
That could be quite helpful, especially that way you can keep it focused, so if people only want to see information about certain types of things, they only have to worry about getting a few emails every once in a while, rather than an email every single time anything happens with the municipality.
Absolutely.
Was there anything else that you'd like to highlight about this redesigned municipal website?
Just want to say thank you to all the people who actually sent photos in. We received well over, I believe, 150 from residents in and around Wawa, and thank you to all of them whose pictures we did choose. Also, a big thank you to the team that we have here at the municipality that helped create this website. It really wouldn't have been completed or done the way it was without them. Those individuals are Stacy White, Heather Rainville, Sue Lord, Kathy Sear, Linda Mann, and Melanie Coe.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Once again, that is Anders Dereski, GIS IT technician with the municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.